Still too quiet in here. Merry Christmas. Wow, this is it. Just think, just in about 3 or 4 hours, we'll get out of here and... All right, maybe not that long. That'll be my gift to you. We'll try to get out of here in an hour, but it'll be Christmas when we do. How exciting is that? I just love it. I love this service. Great time to celebrate Christmas as it comes rushing into our world. So have fun and enjoy it. Relax, because it's here. So if you didn't get anything done, too late now. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy what you have. Enjoy each other. And invite Jesus into everything that you do. Today, tonight, tomorrow, throughout the week, really celebrate his birthday. So it's time to partay, because this is Jesus' birthday party. This is what this is. So we're going to praise the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather together here in the name of our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer and King, Jesus Christ, and we give you thanks. We give you thanks for this place, for each other, for this opportunity to share in a birthday party for you. We gather together in this place to give you thanks for that greatest gift of all, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And God, we pray that what we do here is pleasing to you and life-changing to us. So bless us, Lord, with a heart of flesh and open us up to receive the word that you have for us today in song, music, and word. In scriptures, mold us and shape us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be. Make us a Christmas gift to others with your love. Fill us now with love for one another. Fill us especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's pass that peace to one another.
I almost said good morning. Good evening. Does everyone have a bulletin? Your call to worship's in there. We're glad you're here. There's also a red pad at the end of the pew. If you would please sign it and pass it and add your name to the list so we know you're here. I don't think you get any extra credit for that, but we know you're here. Okay. Please stand for the call to worship in your bulletin. He's coming, he's coming. The Savior of the world is coming.
Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.
He comes to each one of us, healing and restoring our lives.
Praise be to God for God's mighty gift to us.
O come, Prince of Peace, bring your light to us.
We are ready to receive you in our lives. Amen.
Join me in the unison prayer. Gracious God, with joy and thanksgiving, we gather as your people. We have come to hear again the timeless story of Christ's birth. In the excitement of last night, quiet our hearts that we may know the place and the presence of God's time. Shine your light in the darkness of our world. Sing, O angels, in the stillness of our hearts. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those who are favorites. This we pray in the name of the Child of Bethlehem.
Amen.
Let's join together in hymn number 234, O Come, O Ye Faithful.
third Sunday, the candle of joy. The fourth Sunday, we lit the candle of peace. Tonight, we also light the center candle. This candle represents Jesus. When we light this candle, we remember Jesus' birth. Our waiting has ended. When we look at the center candle, we remember that God sent Jesus to give hope, peace, joy, and love to all people. Outside of Bethlehem, the shepherds saw a great light and heard the voices of angels. They traveled to the manger and saw the baby Jesus. Far away from Bethlehem, wise men saw a star in the sky. They followed the star and were filled with joy when they found Jesus. They remind us that the gift of Jesus was not just for the people in one place, but for all people.
Dear God, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus for all people, not just those in one place at one time. On this Christmas day, help us to remember and rejoice again because Jesus was born. May we live every day remembering your love and care and showing that love and care to others. Amen.
First lesson is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For the child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He was there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
From Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 20. And suddenly, I'm sorry, you read that one. Where am I? I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. Wrong sheet. Luke 2, 8 to 12. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." We'll do hymn number 238, "Angels We Have Heard on High."
Oh,
Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 13. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Fifth lesson, Matthew 2:1-2, verses 1-2, and verses 9-11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When they heard what the king said, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Hymn number 245, The First Noel.
Remain standing for the response to the Word of God. We are filled with joy, for we have heard good news of great joy.
We are filled with love, for we have tasted the sign of God's great love.
We are filled with hope, for the angels still sing in our world.
And there is a light for us to follow.
Please be seated.
The ushers will come forward for our gifts and our tithes.
Heavenly Father, some of us have already exchanged gifts. Some more gifts will be exchanged tonight, tomorrow morning, throughout the week. But not any gift that we have, not any gift that we share, can begin to compare with the gift that you have given us, that of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, out of respect, out of obedience, out of love, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless and multiply them and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to our hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Time of sharing of joys and concerns. We could spend all night doing that. We indeed are a blessed people. Our prosperity, the decorations, the gifts, the food, our health such that it is, this country in which we live, the homes that we live in, the cars that we drive, our pets, families. We have so much to be thankful for. So if you're joyful for anything, if there's anything in your life that puts a smile on your face, I want you to raise your hand. And if you're really joyful, I want you to raise the other hand and say, praise the Lord. We are a Pentecostal church. Yes. All right. Now, we also have an awesome privilege being children of God, and we gather together in this place, and where two or more are gathered together in his name, there is he in the midst of them. And if two or three agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done in heaven. It is written. So we can agree that God is greater than any problem that you have, I have, or anybody else has. We can agree that God's Holy Spirit can change things. We can agree that we are called to stand in the gap. We are called to be intercessors, you and I, as children of God. We are called to be intercessors for each other, for the rest of the world. So we can stand in the gap for people by lifting up our concerns to God and asking God to intervene. So if you have a concern from God, for yourself, for a neighbor, somebody in your family, a coworker, some situation in the world, if there is something that concerns you, just raise your hand. That's our act of faith, and we'll give it to God with the unspoken request. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, thank you. Thank you for the multitude of blessings that you've poured out upon us, from the littlest thing to the greatest. Thank you, Lord. And by the power of your Spirit, help us to share those blessings with others so that they too will come to know the love of Jesus Christ. And God, by faith, we lift up to you our concerns here today, unspoken. But we lift them up nonetheless into the light and love of your presence. For God, we believe that you're greater than any problem anybody has. We believe in your word, which tells us that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and with you, God, all things are possible, regardless of what the world says. We thank you for that, God. We're standing on these promises and many more. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So if you would indulge me once more, I would ask you to stand for the reading of the gospel. John chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. We live in a world of absolutes. There are a lot of absolutes, you know. Just if you throw something up, it's going to come back down. Gravity. One-way street. You're absolutely only supposed to go in one direction on a one-way street. Though I have to admit that my last church, my office was across the street from the church. And there was a one-way street in front of us, in between us. And I used to sit there and look out the door and watch people going that way on a one-way street, you know. I guess they were only going one way, but wasn't the idea. You can't put a square peg in a round hole. 1 + 1 = 2. And when the ball breaks the plane of the goal line, it's a touchdown. Oh. Yeah. Unless you're playing New England Patriots, okay? Just saying. I got carried away there. The word of God is clear. Jesus is the only way to salvation. God, the creator of the whole universe. God who made everything out of nothing. God, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness, became one of us as a wee babe in the manger. Laid in an animal stable, born of a virgin, for our redemption because he loves us. Make no mistake about it. Christmas is not all about the gifts and decorations and the food and the music and the fun. Christmas is about salvation, a real gift from God. That salvation is found in Jesus and in no one else. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In Acts 4:12, the Word of God says, "Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." No other name. I mean, there's a lot of famous people out there. Down through the years, all throughout history, we've had some amazing people who have done amazing things, wonderful things, terrible things. But not one of them can save us. Only Jesus. Romans 10:13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, Jesus, will be saved." When you call on the name of Jesus and you really believe in your heart in Jesus, you'll be saved. Nothing to worry about. John 3:17, which we read, "For God did not send his Son into the world," born on this Christmas morning that we talk about and celebrate, born in that stable as a wee babe, God didn't do that to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Christmas. I love Christmas. I just I love, I'm a Christmas fanatic, you know. My wife's sitting back here, and you ask her, I go overboard. Start with the Christmas music on cloudy, cool days in August and September. Yep. I start looking at Christmas stuff, buying decorations, even buying gifts. And her rule is no decorating, no Christmas until Thanksgiving weekend. How many people agree with that? Bah, humbug. I say the sooner the better, you know. So I really do love Christmas. I love giving gifts most of all, no matter what it is. We should just get out there and give. I had so much fun this year with that giving away. During Sunday school hour, every Sunday, the first three Sundays in Advent, during Sunday school hour, we went out and gave gifts to people driving by the church. And we gave them to people walking down the street. Some of the youth group went down to the town and gave them to people on the street. We wrapped them up, and we just gave them to them and said, Merry Christmas from the United Methodist Church. That was so much fun. I love that kind of stuff. And I bring in gifts every service, and I give away a few, you know. Really expensive stuff, too. Stuff you get at the dollar store, you know. But, hey, it's not in the getting. It's in the giving. It's so much fun. And God had fun giving us his son, redemption, salvation, that wee babe in the manger. All these trappings, all these decorations, they're just reminders to us of the gift of Christmas, of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says that she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Sin is what separates us from God. Sin is what condemns us to eternal damnation in hell forever because we're separated from God. But because of Jesus, we're saved from that sin and we're made right with God. Matthew 1, 22 and 23 goes on to say that Jesus will also be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. Just like we're sitting there with each other, God is with us. Wherever we go and whatever we do, tonight, tomorrow, throughout this week, God is with us. Christmas is about our salvation. You know, and we can argue about a lot of things. We can argue about how much water you use for baptism. Oh yeah, do we sprinkle? Just flick it on there? Do we pour it on there? Do we dunk them, immerse them? We can agree to disagree. We can argue about it. I mean, there's some people that get real upset about that. We can talk about who can get communion and who can't, when you can serve it, how often you can serve it, what kind of the elements you can use for communion. We can talk about that. We can agree to disagree. You can do it your way. I'll do it my way. We can talk about membership, what you wear to church, how often you go to church, how long church should be. We can talk about all that, and we can do it differently. No problem. That's why we have all these different denominations. But when it comes to salvation, there is only one way. We can't get into heaven by being good, by putting money in the offering plate, though we like when you do. Oh, don't misunderstand me. Can't get into heaven by being better than the other guy. You can't get into heaven by sitting in the church pew, because sitting in a church doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in an airplane hangar makes you an airplane. It's a matter of your heart, of your relationship with Jesus, of believing in Jesus. We have to agree that the only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas is about. Whosoever really believes in Jesus, knows all there is to know about him, and obeys his commands, as it says in John 14, verse 15. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. God the Father made it real clear and real simple. It's Jesus. And yet people are always trying to find salvation some other way to get to heaven. using all kinds of crazy formulas. But I want to tell you, I love you. Whether I know you or not, I can tell you this for sure, that I love you. It has nothing to do with what you look like. It has everything to do with the love that God has put into my heart. God said, love them, and I do. I love you, and so because I love you, I want you to know that you can only get to heaven through Jesus. Don't put it off, but ask him into your heart. There is no other way. Only through Jesus. And I told this story before, but there was a man who had a farm. Him and his wife and children lived on this farm out in the country. And his wife was a real religious woman, and she would take the kids to church all the time. And they would ask him to go, and once in a while he would go. If they put on a play or something, he would go. But he said, basically, he says, I have a hard time believing that God, in order to save us, became one of us. A wee baby in a manger. Why would he do that? Why become one of us like that? Why not just snap his fingers and change everything? And he says, you know, it's okay for you to do that. You go ahead and go to church. Well, Christmas Eve rolled around, and she came to him, and it was a blustery, wintry day. It had snow coming down like crazy. She says, dear, do you want to go to church with us tonight? And he says, no. He said, you go. I'm going to stay here, read my paper. They had a four-wheel drive vehicle. He wasn't worried. She went out, took the kids, bundled them up, put them in the truck. They went to church. He sat there reading his paper by the fireplace, drinking his coffee, when all of a sudden he heard a loud something hit the window. And he thought, I wonder what that was. And all of a sudden, he heard it again. He opened up the curtains. There was a flock of geese in his front yard. And all of a sudden, one banged up against the window. They were trying to get in where the light was at. And he looked at the thermometer. Boy, the temperature was dropping. It was bitterly cold out there. And he knew that if those geese didn't find some shelter somewhere, they were going to die. Well, he loved animals. He thought, I'm going to try to get them into my barn. So he put on his hat and coat and gloves and boots, and he went outside. He went over to his barn, and he opened up the doors. They didn't budge. So he went over to his front yard, and he tried to shoo them. It's kind of like trying to herd cats. They went every different direction, and they wouldn't go towards the barn. So he went over to the barn, and he lit the light where all his other farm animals were inside, nice and warm. And he went back out again, tried to shoo them towards the light in the barn. They wouldn't go. He walked back over to the barn, and he stood there, and he said, God, if I don't do something, these geese are going to die. What can I do? And he pondered it, and he pondered it, and he thought, oh, all of a sudden he had an idea. He went and got one of his own geese, put it into a burlap sack, and he walked back out in the snow, and he went clean on the other side of the geese, and he dumped his goose out, and that goose flew right through that flock into that barn, because it knew that's where the safety was at, and that whole flock of geese followed it right into the barn. The man went over and put the light out, closed the doors, and as he closed the doors, he looked up, the snow falling into his face. And he said to God, I get it. I finally get it. We wouldn't follow anything else. We wouldn't follow anybody except one of our own. Somebody we can relate to. That's why you came and became one of us. Your son, Jesus. Christmas is all about our salvation. It's God's gift to you and me. And it's a gift that God is telling us to give away to others, to people you know who are going through turmoil. Because you see, salvation doesn't begin just the moment we die, but salvation begins the moment that you ask Christ into your heart. And God will help you through this life with his Holy Spirit. There's no better gift than that. So embrace that gift, ask Jesus into your heart, and invite others to do the same. I was going to quit right there, and I probably should have, and I'll probably regret it later, but I've got this poem. I'm going to read this poem to you. 'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, in hopes that Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing a head. And Mom in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching the late show while I took a nap. When out of the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just like he had said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," my head hung in shame. The people whose names had been written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without sound, while all the rest were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all. God loves you, and so do I. Merry Christmas. The ushers are going to come and light your candles as we prepare to sing Silent Night. When the ushers light your candles, they'll start with the person on the end of the pew. That person continues to hold their candle straight up in the air. The person who's going to light their candle bends theirs over. Do not tip over a lit candle, okay, so you don't spill wax. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, like I said earlier, it's time to partay. I hate to let you go because it means like we're done. But we're not done. You're done tonight. We'll be here tomorrow morning at 10 in pajamas. 10, yes, 10 in pajamas and slippers and blue jeans and whatever you got for Christmas. And we'll have a little birthday party for Jesus. Sing some songs a cappella. There's no offering. It's not fancy. It's very informal. And we'll end up with happy birthday to Jesus. You are more than welcome to join us if you want. Now the benediction. God of light and love, shine upon us this Christmas Eve and in the year ahead. Guide us out of darkness and into your joyous light. May our lives reflect your glorious love, that others may see your Christmas spirit in us each and every day of our lives. Amen. Go in peace.